You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Hello. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss three ways to get what you want. And I am curious to know which of these three ways are your favorite, which have you used, which are you going to start using, and which have you found the most success. So I'm going to tell you the three ways up front, and then I'll dive into them a little bit deeper. So these three ways are really three S's. So you have the setter, the solver, and the seeker. So with the setter, this is the goal setter. This is the person who likes to, or the strategy or the way, where you like to think of goals that you want to accomplish in your life. I used to sit and make lists of goals that I wanted to achieve. And I might even have multiple lists of goals that I had. There may be a goal list for my personal self. There may be a goal list for the home, or a goal list for my children, or a goal list for career, relationships, whatever it was. I used to be an avid list maker. And those are fine. They are fine, and you may even find success. People often talk a lot about setting goals. What I have found in setting goals is often these are the nice to haves, or the I would like to have, or even the shoulds. Well, I should do this, I should do that. Often they don't become your must. They don't become something that has to happen. And because of that, you might reach your goals, you might not. There was a time where having a college degree seemed impossible for me. I had been a teenage mom, had my daughter during my senior year of high school. I ended up for a long period of time being a single mom and going to school while working full time and taking care of my kids did not seem to be an option. I had tried it. Excuse me. And while it was a goal, it was a goal that seemed so far away, and it was still on my list. Ultimately, I did accomplish it. But the day that I put that on a list as an actual goal, where it became a goal instead of just a thought, was around 1996. I did not graduate with my first degree until 2003. I'm convinced if I had used one of my other ways, I would have gotten there sooner. This brings me to way number two, the solver. The solver is a problem solver. Oh man, am I good at solving problems. From an early age, my life was full of problems. When you live a traumatic, abusive life, you learn to fight fires. Your life is constantly about fighting fires. Fighting fires of all types, solving puzzles, solving problems. I became very, very good at overcoming obstacles. This became the kind of the motto in my life. I remember my favorite quote was from Booker T. Washington, and if I remember the quote correctly, it said, "Success is not measured by what you achieve in life, but the obstacles you have overcome." Now, I may have not gotten that exactly right, but that's the gist of the quote. And I was quite proud of the amount of obstacles that I had overcome. If I had seen the college degree as a problem to solve, like what problem would this solve? Maybe it would solve my minimal income at the time. Maybe it would solve that for me. Maybe it would solve my need for intellectual conversation. Maybe it would solve my need to improve myself. So if I had seen getting a college degree as something that would solve problems for me rather than a goal, I think it would have lit a very different kind of fire under me that I could have achieved that particular desire much faster. The last type of way that I want to talk about is the seeker. And it is the opportunity seeker. And as I advanced on my spiritual journey, I'm still a problem solver. I'm still a goal setter. But really what I've become is an opportunity seeker. When you seek opportunities, you see things that other people do not see. You see possibilities in impossibilities, which I did as a problem solver as well. But this is different. This is a way where you begin to see opportunities even before there are problems. You begin to have an intuitive sense of following your guidance toward these opportunities. Opportunities that to the logical mind seem like there's no way for them to possibly ever happen. Again, if I apply that to the same desire I had to obtaining a college degree, if I had seen it as an opportunity to seek, at that time, I might have seen that I really wanted to work with people in a holistic way rather than a traditional mainstream way. And at that time, I did not know I was going to become a transformational coach. I did not know that getting a college degree was going to be an excellent foundation for my clients. It was going to be an opportunity for me to work with clients in a really, really deep way to create and co-author books and to deliver podcasts and to deliver interviews. And if I had seen it as a way to seek the opportunities that were calling me from the inside, that created a world that was completely different than getting a quote-unquote job with my degree. Because as it turned out, I did not work a job that matched my degree. So my job really did not progress because I did not have the kind of degree that was necessary for the job. And my degree did not progress because I did not pursue licensure that would have helped the degree progress. So I began to see opportunities in ways to take everything I had learned, everything, not just the college degree, but everything in my life, to create opportunities for myself and for my students and for my clients. So when you think of these three ways to get what you want, which is better? Is it better to be a goal setter? Is it better to be a problem solver? Is it better to be an opportunity seeker? Well, that's up to you. From my perspective, I believe that opportunity seeking is actually the best way. And here's why. If I create a goal, again, it's a nice to have. It is something that may or may not happen. So there's not a lot of fire under it. If I wait till I have a problem to solve, sometimes you've missed out on a lot of other things because you're constantly looking for problems. When you shift the energy to opportunities, to seeking opportunities, real opportunities, you can begin to open up a different energetic level of what you can create for yourself in this world. You begin to see doors that weren't there before, windows that weren't there before, possibilities that weren't there before, and you're able to see them before there's a problem. So, this is three ways to get what you want, and it's a way of looking at your life through different lenses and figuring out which one of these things are really going to be forward movement. Goal setting is definitely future focused. It doesn't often have a lot of action attached to it. Problem solving will get you a long way if you are looking for problems to solve. And it definitely does help you stay in the moment because you are focused on problems. Opportunity seeking oftentimes allows you to rise above problems and begin to see opportunities that create bigger opportunities, which also actually helps you achieve the goals and solve problems that were there or problems that were coming. So, I look forward to hearing from you and learning which of these three ways you're using. Did you learn something new from this? And how can you apply this in your life? Until next time. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Join me every Saturday where I release a new episode and discuss childhood trauma, spirituality, and all that's possible. To connect with me further, check out tammycoin.com.